brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Alex Abaya is our guest in this short segment. He's going to get into some more of his discoveries in more modern times of Rand Corporation getting us into Iraq and other wars. Then starting in the next segment, for several more segments, we'll talk to Matt, William, John, Ryan, Steve, and others. But no group in the globalist social engineering hierarchy, the master architects of the New World Order, do you find an organization more powerful, more influential than Rand? Rand was basically given the quarterbacking job by the Ford Foundation and Carnegie Endowment to set up this corporate world government that collectivizes us through a fake free market controlled within a false paradigm of consumerism. But it's a spectrum they control, where they destroy our values, our true rights, our true wealth, and give us baubles instead. Alex Abaya, you wanted to get into Iraq and some of the more modern chapters with the Rand Corporation.
Right, because, I mean, that is such a prime example of what they are doing. I mean, you know, for crying out loud, you know, we're still in Iraq, right? We still have, I think, 50,000 over there. And, you know, we're still in Afghanistan. A lot of people are asking themselves, well, what the hell are we doing there? And then, of course, it all goes back to 9/11, then goes back as well to Desert Storm. And, you know, it's Rand. I mean, I'm sorry to say that, but it's the truth. It's people who came out of Rand. I specifically want to point out one gentleman who perhaps your listeners will be aware of. His name is Andrew Marshall, who is the head of the Office of Net Assessment. He's been in the Pentagon since 1973, and every president, including President Obama right now, has reconfirmed him in his post. And what is his post? To dream up new weapons. He's the kind of guy who came up with the whole concept of, you know, the Star Wars approach to missiles. You know, we went into Iraq, and we bombed the capital in Baghdad, and the whole concept that, you know, of exoskeletons for people, for soldiers, of
drugging troops. He's the one that ordered West Point to make everybody read Starship Troopers, the book.
Absolutely. Yes, he's the one who's, like, leading us. He's, like, the leading light. The man is in his late 80s. He's almost 90 right now, and he's still there. He's like, he looks like something out of science fiction, only it's science fact. And he's still there, and he was one of the founders of RAND, who came up with, you know, with the whole concept of the military-industrial complex, who developed it right from the 1940s and the 1950s. He was there. He was one of the advisors to the Gator Report, for crying out loud.
And he wants to inject all the troops with mind control drugs. That's even in Wired magazine. He says it won't be what weapons they have, but what drugs they're on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the whole rationale for going into Iraq, for going into Desert Storm back in the 80s, which you have to remember, this all dates back to the 1980s, is, again, you know, you can trace it directly to Rand studies that came out in the early 70s, saying after the problem with the 1973 with the embargo, the oil embargo, says the United States has to take control of the Middle East. I mean, in so many words, if they want to, whether it's directly or indirectly with the United States forces there, or indirectly through friendly regimes, they will do as the United States bids. And it's been a constant in their thinking. And it's still
But when they say USA, they mean the corporate elite that uses us as their muscle.
Exactly. I mean, because USA to them is the small group of technocrats who, of course, you know, disguises itself as a democratically elected government, but says we are the ones who actually know what the questions are and what the answers should be.
Well, that's what Carol Quigley said. He said, we control both parties. We give the illusion of change. And by controlling the leadership, we can continually move our agenda towards world government down the road.
And isn't it true? Isn't that what we're seeing all around us?
And then meanwhile, the media will admit world government's here, but say it's the solution to all our problems, but then demonize those of us that say there's a world government. They say we're crazy, it doesn't exist. I mean, if that isn't mind control, I don't know what is. Alex Abaya is our guest, alexabaya.com. We have links to him up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. He's an amazing researcher with key intel on the globalist internal operations. We'll be right back with your phone calls on the other side on the GCN Radio Network.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3111. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Buy the case or buy the pallet. Sapaco SurePak MREs are the most well-balanced, great-tasting meals ready to eat available at MyersCustomSupply.com. Sapaco SurePak MREs are great for any situation. Come with or without flameless ration heaters, are easy to transport, and easy to store with a 3 to 5 year shelf life. And you can buy just a case or an entire pallet. Either way, Sapaco SurePak MREs are ready to eat hot or cold. Experience superior customer service from the number one Sapaco supplier that's been in business since 1997. When you order your Sapaco SurePak MREs from MyersCustomSupply.com, get fast free shipping and 5% off your total order by using promo code GCN5 at checkout. Call 1-800-451-6105 or visit MyersCustomSupply.com. That's M-E-Y-E-R-S CustomSupply.com or call 800-451-6105. For the lowest prices on the internet, visit MyersCustomSupply.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Abaya, one of the leading experts on the RAND Corporation, Emmy-nominated news producer, best-selling author, is our guest. AlexAbaya.com is the website. Alex, I want to go to calls, but I wanted to get into one other issue. And for listeners that are new listeners, they won't believe this when I say it. So, guys, search engine right now. Google acquires company that can predict the future. But I remember going back to declassified corporate and government documents from even 40 years ago where they said we've got to have the uniform product code, and then they wanted biometrics in the 90s. To track every purchase you make, RFID and all the products. Now search engines using NSA keyword technology to be able to search the third dimension, not just cyberspace, but to be able to search the real world, and Google Street View and all of that is just one facet of that. And they now say they can predict mass movements by 99%. In fact, there's the headline, Google invests in company that predicts the future. No one saw it coming. Yeah, right. And, of course, that's a Pentagon-admitted funded group and the company they bought. Also, Google admits they're basically CIA NQTEL funded just 11 years ago with total dominance now. And you go back to the RAND Corporation in the 60s, and your book talks about this, and you talk about this in the interview we did with you out in California last week when I sent a crew out there, that they said that was key to track and surveil everyone, not so much to know what people are doing because they might be terrorists, that's just the cover, but to understand our hopes and dreams so they can learn what propaganda is working and to literally predict the future.
agree. That's correct. Yes. Yeah, of course, you have to remember, of course. I mean, another one of Rand's beautiful inventions was the spy satellite. We can also thank them for that. So, you know, today Google uses that spy satellite to be able to really, you know, observe everything that we do, down to, like, not down to the street level, you know, from above, from below. They're tracking our movements everywhere. I mean, it's awful. It's really awful, and we really have to do something about it.
And you also talk about how they try to discover every individual's sellout price.
Right. Well, they figure that everyone is a consumer. Everyone then has his own price. That there is a level at which, you know, they will go on and do things that they might not otherwise conceive of. Again, it goes back to the same rationale that, you know, people are just consumers, that people are just creatures that buy and enjoy instead of being, you know, thinking people that, you know, perhaps believe in God, that, you know, believe in family, and that believe in their own country.
And then they can find everyone's price and basically get people to literally sell their intellect, their souls, their identity to these people. Let's take a phone call. Matt in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. And Alex, how's it going?
Good. Go ahead.
Hey, hi.
InfoWars actually ran an article a couple of years ago in October, and it was about Rand Corporation lobbying the Pentagon to start a war in order to save the collapsing economy.
Well, that has always been a tenet of the Rand Corporation. I mean, they have always said that. Not necessarily in so many words, but they have always said, you know, there's nothing like a good war to stimulate the economy. I mean, and they point to the Second World War. They point, to Vietnam, and, you know, not to mention, you know, like I said, we were talking about before, you know, the Iraq War. I mean, you know, all the money.
Well, war is the health of the state.
Yes. It's a state of perpetual war.
I agree. We are definitely in perpetual war right now. And I'm wondering if there's anything new like that out of Rand Corporation recently, where they're, you know, asking for war, asking for this and that.
Well, they wouldn't put it in so many words at this point. They're not that obvious. But what they do say is that they advocate intervention in certain places, et cetera. For instance, in Afghanistan, I mean, they have links right now with think tanks in Afghanistan. They've been there since the very beginning after we went in and deposed the Taliban in 9/11. They have constant communications with them. They have a base in Qatar in the Arab Emirates. They're already trying to change again the culture of the place. I mentioned that in the book, and that, you know, they're going after the educational system. They were invited by the Emir of Qatar, and they're trying to change the whole way which the Middle East thinks about the world. In other words, which is not that they think that the way that they think of the Middle East right now is so wonderful, but they're trying to change it into the consumer mold. So instead of making the things that are autochthonous to the region, that are good in the region, come out, they're trying to shape them into little Western consumers.
Instead of valuing true freedom, which creates incredible wealth, they give them fake free market consumerism, which then financially destroys us in the end. They tell us, get into debt. All of this designed by these people. Matt, great point. Appreciate your call. William in Florida, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Please keep me on hold after the question, because I can only listen on the phone. But my question is, when Alex was reading all of these documents, did he get any sense of hubris from these people? Obviously, they're very smart people at the Rand Corporation.
Hubris is their middle name, sir. That's exactly. I mean, obviously, what do you expect from people who think that they know all the answers?
Anybody who tends
to doubt them is cast out, you know, among the unbelievers. They know everything. So the hubris is right there, right from the very first papers that they have ever written.
But do you think it indicates any kind of weakness, or do you really think that they do know everything?
They don't know everything, but they're scientifically studying and categorizing human behavior, in their own words, to know how to manipulate us.
Exactly. And that's why they even set up, you know, the Department of Social Sciences. Originally, you know, Rand was set up to develop new weapons of destruction. But they order to develop and to carry out and to take out the weapons of destruction, they had to rely on people. In order to have people be able to deliver these things, they had to convince the people that this is what they should do. So that's what they set up their
device. And they learned how to do psychological testing to get police officers with low IQs that enjoy brutality. They learned how to find specialized psychological types to fill in their compartmentalized system it with the types of people they need. I appreciate your call, but William, let me tell you something. If you're calling in to listen to the show, we have a free listener line. It's 646-5000, 646-5000, so 512-646-5000. William, do you have that number? Okay, because so many people, you know, are trying to listen on shortwave or satellite or the internet, or they try to call in to listen. 512-646-5000. And you can also get the free iPhone app if you have an iPhone and listen that way. And that's up on Infowars.com. John in Illinois, you're on the air.
Hey, guys. Have either of you guys seen Being There? It was a movie adapted from Jerzy Kosinski's novella with Peter Sellers.
Yes, of course. Right. I remember it.
Oh, okay. And I just recently found out that Mr. Kosinski received grants from the Guggenheim Fellowship and the Ford Foundation. In light of what Mr. Abeya said about Rand's involvement in JFK's kingmaking, do you think that Kosinski knew anything about the Rand Corporation? Because the characters in the movie, their last name is Rand, so I mean, I think there's an obvious connection.
That's an obvious reference. But besides, Kosinski did move among those circles. Obviously, he took his life in the 1980s. But before then, there's one thing that I mentioned in the book, is that Rand was extremely involved in New York City governance under John Lindsay. And that's when Kosinski was at his prime, at its peak, when he wrote The Painted Bird, when he wrote Being There, when he wrote all those novels, those wonderful novels that he wrote. Because after all, you know, Painted Bird is a novel. I mean, he just made up the whole story of what happened to him in Poland. So, yes, he was very familiar with all these people. And, you know, because these were guys who were advising John Lindsay on how to run the city and how to be, you know, how to take the whole system that had worked in the Pentagon and to apply it.
Yeah, they were using New York and then later L.A. as models of how to basically have the military-industrial complex totally secretly federalized and bring in their system of governance. I appreciate your call. Speaking of movies, obviously, Dr. Strangelove, Stanley Kubrick's film, you know, they call it the Bland Corporation, the Mineshaft Gap. Talk about those parallels.
Well, certainly. I mean, Dr. Strangelove was a takeoff on a lot of the precepts that Rand issued during the late 1950s and early 60s, you know, saying that, yes, we can win a nuclear war, that you will be able to survive in tunnels and mine shafts, and there will be food, there will be apportioned to certain people, and some of it will be contaminated, but that will be given, you know, to animals and old people who anyhow have to die. So it's that kind of thinking. And also, like, the whole machine that they have, the doomsday machine that they have in the movie, well, that actually was described in a paper, in a Rand paper, and then it was popularized by Herman Kahn. Herman Kahn was the lecturer, you know, who went around the country giving lectures on how to survive the nuclear war, and he wrote a bestseller called On Thermonuclear War. Matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now, even as we speak here in my
house. And his character in the movie is Dr. Strangelove.
Absolutely, yes.
Mein Führer, I can walk! Of course, animals would have to be bred, and slaughtered. There will have to be 10 females to each male because of the incredible responsibility. They would be chosen for their beauty.
In fact, Kubrick took so many lines and so many concepts from what Kahn wrote that, you know, Kahn said, hey, you know, I should get royalties from this.
Of course, it will be quite easy to construct such a machine. All you have to have is a will and a group of complex of computers connected to belly bombs. But why didn't you tell the world?
That's right. And all of that. I mean, obviously, it's exaggerated a little bit, but not much, believe me. Not much. I mean, the comic effect comes from the context.
And George C. Scott, we just so happen to have a plan, Plan R, for just this contingency. We'll only lose 10, 20 million tops. I wouldn't say we can get our hair masked. Come on, let's do it. Here to let the Russian ambassador here, they'll see the big board.
He was patterned after Curtis LeMay. Again, one of the main figures of Rand.
Stay there. Let's talk about when we come back. We'll have to keep you into the next last 30 minutes. It's just too important.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depth to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know someone who's a Constitution basher? Then here's the ammo you need to silence them once and for all. Introducing the Crash Course of the U.S. Constitution, How to Argue with a Liberal about Constitutional Issues and Win Every Time. If you believe it's time we stop disgusting left-wing lies and start telling the truth about America's Christian heritage, this Crash Course for Patriots is for you. Start neutralizing the liberal propaganda being force-fed in our schools, the workplace, and the media. The Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution is an audio power program that includes 6 CDs jam-packed with amazing information, insights, and truth that will shut the mouth of any lie-loving liberal. Order your Crash Course on the U.S. Constitution online at thefoundersplan.com and look for the free bonus kit. Call today 1-877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365, or go to thefoundersplan.com. For God's honest truth, go to thefoundersplan.com today.
Other breeding techniques and a ratio of, say, 10 females to each male, I would guess that they could then work their way back to the present gross national product within, say, 20 years.
But look here, Doctor, wouldn't this nucleus of survivors be so grief-stricken and anguished that they'd, well, envy the dead and not want to go on living?
No, sir. Excuse me. Also, when they go down into the mine, everyone would still be alive. There would be no shocking memories. And the prevailing motion will be one of nostalgia for those left behind. Combined with a spirit of bold curiosity for the adventure ahead.
Ah!
we now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The Rand Corporation, later Dick Cheney and others, came out in Congress in 1986 in the Oliver North hearings, planned on staging crises in these countries, not just in the United States, but all over the Western world, and terror attacks, or war with the Soviets, as a pretext for totally reorganizing society. And Rand wanted that nuclear war. They wanted to be hit by the Soviets and have much of the U.S. wiped out so they could completely rebuild everything and on its ashes build a world government and reduce population in the aftermath of that attack. And that's what's covered in the film by Stanley Kubrick, of course, Dr. Strangelove. I know that there was a lot of pressure put out to even delay the release of the film, and the government was actually upset with some of the things that Stanley Kubrick was doing, or was that just a cover? Was Stanley Kubrick involved with the government?
So as I'm aware, he was not. No. But here's the thing, which I've always found kind of curious, is that originally the movie was supposed to be a serious movie. It was not supposed to be a satire as it is right now. And ultimately, he decided to make it funny. So the question then becomes, well, did he decide to make it funny so as to diffuse the theories and the opinions and notions that come out in that that actually do exist, that actually are taken for serious by people, and by the technocrats who once ruled the country? Or was he also, involved in this whole thing, and then in a way he said, well, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to make it so like everybody laughs at it so they won't realize that this is actually what's going on?
And I know that some of the government agencies actually went and talked to Kubrick and said, how did you know about the de-scrambler codes for the nuclear launch orders to be sent to the bombers, the B-52s? I mean, he had so much internal information, a lot of it that wasn't made public at the time, but has since been made public.
Right, exactly, because, he was getting all the info from the Rand Corporation, from people within the Rand Corporation, from Herman Kahn, who had been one of the luminaries of the Rand Corporation during the 1950s.
And they worked on a doomsday device.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yes. That was one of the main things of Kahn's presentations and of his book on thermonuclear war. I mean, I have that in my book.
He wanted to jacket them in cobalt and other things to create just deadly radiation.
Well, Rand was also involved in the uses of the H-bomb. I mean, after all, look, the H-bomb, the A-bomb, the bomb, Rand is there from the beginning. The genesis of Rand is that it's supposed to be another Manhattan Project that developed the A-bomb, because it was set up by this general named Arnold and Frank Colbum, who was his assistant, and Curtis LeMay, who later became, chief of staff. What they wanted to do is create a situation whereby you would have scientists and military working together in an environment that would be agreeable to the scientists, who then would be able to develop the kind of weapons that the military wanted, right? Obviously, the military then got in cahoots then with the military-industrial complex, those industrialists who stood to make so much money out of what was being developed. So it was right from the beginning. And like I said, the Rand Corporation did studies on the use of the H-bomb, studies that were only, declassified a few years ago, and, how many people would die, how much radiation it would take, what would happen, et cetera, et cetera. And all that information then came out, in Dr. Strangelove, because it was being fed to Kubrick by Herman Kahn.
And there's a scene with one of the top generals, played by George C. Scott, where they know the nukes are now going to be dropped, the doomsday Russian device is going to detonate, and they say, we happen to have a report prepared for this exact eventuality by the Bland Corporation, not the Rand, the Bland.
Right.
And then they open up, basically the same report about, we've got a contingency, this nuclear war is going to be a good thing, and the Rand Corporation almost worships the bomb at their facilities, as in California. They've got a big, giant H-bomb sculpture of a mushroom cloud made up out of chain link. We're going to come back, take five final calls for Alex Ubea, then I'm going to blitz through some final key news in this third hour. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This may surprise you. Type 2 diabetes has reached epidemic proportions among both adults and children. You or someone you know may have it. Managing type 2 diabetes in conventional ways is a never-ending task. But this good news may also surprise you. A recent UCLA study proved that type 2 diabetes can be reversed in only 21 days. Purium Health Products recently developed a product that mimics the healthy diet used in that UCLA study. Called Scoop of Greens, an easy, great-tasting, affordable way to give your body the nutritional tools to help it overcome type 2 diabetes. Scoop of Greens has been awarded the Diabetes Resource Center seal of approval, so you know it's safe. See Scoop of Greens and other world-class whole living foods and nutraceuticals at DiabeticHealthSolution.com. To order, call 888-747-6733. That's 888-747-6733. Mention GCN for a healthy discount and ask about the Buy 3, Get 1 Free special. Start keeping type 2 diabetes in check at DiabeticHealthSolution.com.
They help to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Mr. President, there are one or two points I'd like to make, if I may.
Go ahead, General.
One, our hopes for recalling the 843rd bomb wing are quickly being reduced to a very low order of probability.
Two, in less than 15 minutes from now, the Ruskies will be making radar contact with the planes. Three, when they do, they are going to go absolutely ape, and they're going to strike back with everything they got. Four, if prior to this time we have done nothing further to suppress their retaliatory capabilities, we will suffer virtual annihilation. Now, five, if, on the other hand, we were to immediately launch an all-out and coordinated attack on all their airfields and missile bases, we'd stand a damn good chance of catching them with their pants down. Hell, we got a fireball on missile superiority as it is. We'd easily assign three missiles to every target and still have a very effective reserve force for any other contingents. Six, an unofficial study which we undertook of this eventuality indicated that we would destroy 90% of their nuclear capabilities. We would therefore prevail and suffer only modest and acceptable civilian casualties from the remaining force, which would be badly damaged and uncoordinated.
General, it is the avowed policy of our country never to strike first with nuclear weapons.
Well, Mr. President, I would say that General Ripper has already invalidated that policy.
That was not an act of national policy, and there are still alternatives left open to us.
Mr. President, we are rapidly approaching a moment of truth, both for ourselves as human beings and for the life of our nation. Now, truth is not always a pleasant thing.
But it is necessary now to make a choice, to choose between two admittedly regrettable, but nevertheless distinguishable post-war environments. One where you got 20 million people killed, and the other where you got 150 million people killed.
You're talking about mass murder, General, not war.
Mr. President, I'm not saying we wouldn't get our hair mussed, but I do say no more than 10 to 20 million killed, top.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Remember what came out even in the New York Times 3.5 years ago? That the Pentagon now has a first strike where they preemptively invade countries. You saw that with Iraq. But that they want to hit Iran with hundreds of, quote, mini nukes. And they've had their PR firms going saying, well, these aren't like your daddy's nukes or your grandpappy's nukes. We need to start preemptively striking people with nukes. Well, that's Curtis LeMay. That's Khan. That's the RAND Corporation, isn't it, Alex Abaya?
Absolutely. Absolutely. They were advocated this time and again, time and again. I mean, look, you know, I mean, originally I always thought that I never much admire Eisenhower, but the more I read about them and the more I studied RAND, the more I realized what a bulwark he was. I mean, how he stood up against these people and said, there's no way I'm going to...
And they thought Kennedy was going to be some sex addict that they could control.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, much to their surprise, but, you know, by late 1962, early 63, he started saying, hey, you know, hold on there, fellas. I'm not going to go along with your plans. And you know what happened to him.
And right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, we're showing Google Street View, one of their little creations, of the front of the RAND Corporation there on the coastline by Los Angeles with the giant sculpture of a mushroom cloud going off made out of chain links.
Beautiful building, though, isn't it?
Yes. It's just amazing that they'd read your previous book and thought, hey, this guy's A-OK, and had no idea that you'd get into all their stuff and blow them wide open.
I was just telling the truth, brother.
All right, let's rampage through 5 or 6 calls because I do need to get to some other key news here today and a very disturbing little conversation that I had with Joe Strupp of Media Matters yesterday before we end this hour. But so please have your questions ready. I want to get to all of you. I love your calls, but quick question, quick comment, Ryan, Steve, Dan, Larry, Thomas, because I want to try to get to all of you. Quick response back from Alex Abaya. Let's talk to Ryan in Illinois. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex and Alex. Great book, great show. My quick question is about Herman Kahn and the Hudson Institute.
Yes.
It seems that I can't tell whether they're good or bad. They're, on one hand, they're talking about, you know, the overpopulation, how it, you know, it's a myth and that everything's going to be all right. And also, you know, they're demonizing Prozac use and things like that. So there's very mixed messages. I don't know what they're trying to do, if they're trying to gain our confidence, or just your thoughts on that. I mean,
well, the Hudson Institute, obviously, you know, what happened is when Herman Kahn broke the secret, because that's the whole thing. If the RAND Corporation at the time, and to this very day, you know, they're technocrats. They think they're a cabal. They're like the high priests. They tell everybody what to do. And so, therefore, Kahn went out and he actually popularized all these things, right? And then he was forced to leave RAND. And after he left, he founded the Hudson Institute, which concentrated on futurology, you know, how the world's going to turn out. Again, because of that misguided belief in the redemptive powers of science. And, you know, as a result of that, that's, you know, where they come up with all these different things. But, you know, they're slightly off the wall.
Yeah.
And they have different scientists and different people in the think tanks who have even different views. They test for all the idiot savants in specialized areas, and then they let them operate just to get their data. So, yeah, you'll have somebody in one of these groups who's saying psychotropics and drugs are destroying our country, but... And I've seen what you're talking about, but they'll use their material in another way. Do you understand that?
Yeah, it's kind of like Glenn Beck. You know, he tells 90% of the truth, and he, you know, just leads you on another path whatsoever.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. You got that straight.
All right, Ryan. Appreciate it. Steve in California, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hey,
hi, Alex and Alex.
Hey.
Thank you, guys. Hey, real quick, I appreciate what you're doing. I want to share something that I've actually lived through, and I've actually met with Aaron Russo and trying to get my film out. I've been in a Patriot group, and I want to ask a question, too, for Alex. Savea, on Iron Mountain. If that really happened, was Rand involved?
No, it was not. But however, what it did do, Iron Mountain, for those listeners who don't know about it, is this particular document that came out in the late 1960s, mid to late 60s, if I recall correctly, in which it was supposed to be like the guideline, like the plot of a small group of people from the government that met every once in a while in order to how to take over the government and to govern the government and the world. And no, that was acknowledged as a satire. But the sad truth about it is that a lot of the things that it mentioned were true. Only the way that it came out was false.
Yeah, it's just like Dr. Strangelove.
Exactly.
Yeah, just tying it in there, guys, on Lucid and the DARPA system in these lists. You know, I've lived through a miscarriage of justice where my children have been taken from me. I've been kind of labeled. Someone said there's a flag by my name. And it seems to me that they are making lists, and tying it in with, you know, Clinton and Carol Quigley, these people really think that we're better off ruled by them.
Mm-hmm.
And the FEMA thing, it's all true. I mean, I've seen documents like the Marines in 29 Palms. Would you fire upon the American people if they do not give up their guns when a 30-day amnesty period is given?
No, that's on record, Steve. I've got to go, though, because we're almost out of time. Any comments on the military being turned against the people? Alex.
It wouldn't surprise me. Because, you know, that's in the plans, and that's what they got to do. That's what they got to do. After all, the military just following orders, and these guys think, well, you know, we know best.
Dan in Michigan, you're on the air with Alex Abaya. Dan, you want to talk?
Yeah, I did have a question about John Nash. I wonder if he could comment
John Nash,
on...
John Nash was that brilliant mathematician and one of the creators of game theory, although he wasn't as big as he was made out to be in the movie.
A Beautiful Mind.
A Beautiful Mind, thank you. Right, he was in RAND for a couple of years. RAND at the time in the 1950s was like the center of game theory. Matter of fact, without RAND, probably game theory as we know it today would not exist, because they thought that with game theory they'd be able to figure out what the Soviet Union was going to do next, because at the time the Soviet Union was a closed society. Our spies in the Soviet Union were not getting much information, so they were trying to posit a way by which they could say, well, the Soviet Union is going to act this way, so therefore we should act that way. And so, you know, Nash was there for a couple of years, but, you know, he went in and out. And as mentioned in his biography, you know the most of the crucial things that he developed, he did at Princeton, not necessarily at
Princeton. All right, Dan, thank you. Good question. Larry in Texas, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. Mr. Bayer, I appreciate you for being around, hanging around so long. I've followed your work for quite a while.
Thank you.
One of the first things I saw was, you know, it was a book that I got about JFK when the Zapruder films came out and everything, and it talked about Montauk. And I thought, well, Montauk is, you know, in Martha's Vineyard, you know, well, that's where everybody's going to meet. Little did I know about Bohemian Grove and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just wanted to say I appreciate, you know, everything that you've done over the years. Also, Mr. Jones, if you wouldn't mind, I live on a farm also, and we lease out part of the land to a gentleman to pay. It pays the school taxes. And before I could get out there, he had already, it laid fallow this year. He came by and sprayed it completely with a Roundup.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Larry. That's a big problem. We've got to move here because we're almost out of time. Let's try to finish up with a quick question from Thomas in Arkansas. Thomas, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Alex and Alex.
Thank you.
Just a quick question. I haven't read the book. I plan to because I want to see what my brother's up to. He's an analyst with RAND.
Oh.
I wanted to know if you mentioned anything in there about the security clearances of the analysts.
No, not directly. I know that everybody is, you know, is goes through security clearance, you know, in order to be able to be hired by them. I myself went through one. The thing is that I was helped by the fact that, you know, my brother at one point had worked for a place where he got a lot of a high level of clearance. But But I don't specifically go into that, although I have heard from analysts who have read this. I went to conferences and stuff like that. And they said, you know, they totally agree with what's in the book and that there's nothing wrong in the book itself.
Well, you were clearly let into one level of the security ring, the deepest anybody outside had ever been allowed to.
Right.
But we know it goes even a lot deeper than that.
Absolutely.
A great question, Thomas. Sorry we're out of time. Alex Abella, great having you on.
My pleasure.
Look forward to having you in our film about the Tea Parties and the political manipulation. God bless you, and folks can find out more at alexabella.com. There goes Alex Abella. I want to play this video that's a call to action dealing with the money bomb. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I want to ask you to help us get it out to everybody. Then I'm going to come back in the final segment and get into a really creepy phone call I got from George Soros's, one of his little children, Media Matters. So here's the video. Hello, fellow lovers of liberty and freedom. We're going to be doing a special 27-hour live nonstop broadcast coming up on Thursday, October 14th, 2010. It kicks off at 11 a.m. when my regularly scheduled multicast of radio and television takes place at Infowars.com. And we have got an incredible lineup of researchers scheduled for the show. We've got Gerald Celente, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Alan Watt, Catherine Austin Fitz. The list goes on and on. And I'm going to be on the air for more than 24 hours straight, taking your phone calls, interviewing guests during the 2010 money bomb. 3 years ago, grassroots supporters started the money bomb without my knowledge. And at first I kind of ignored it, but as it gained steam, I thought, well, I guess people want us to go to the next level. And it was that money that came in, that $300,000, that allowed us to move to these new offices. We used the second money bomb to expand the amount of equipment and employees we had. And here we are in 2010. I wasn't going to do a money bomb. People were like, well, why aren't you going to do it? You did one in the early summer in the last 2 years. And I was like, well, we know we're in a depression, and we just want folks to buy the books and videos and support our sponsors. That should pay for it. Well, because the economy is falling apart, even though our audience has more than tripled in the last 12 months, we do need to come to you and ask the question, if you believe in the type of information we cover, the guests we bring on, the platform for liberty that we provide, then please support us on October 14th, 2010, this coming Thursday, by going to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com and donating. And tune in to the live 24-hour plus transmission, 27 hours total. Even if you can't donate a dollar, that doesn't matter. Tell your friends and family to tune in to this historic 27-hour transmission. Posted below, we'll put a link to the tour I've given folks of the studios we were able to build with the last two money bombs and the new shell of the studio we completed. Now we need to put the equipment in, get the employees, the computers, you know, the air conditioning systems, all of that stuff that goes along with it. But the shell is now there because we realize that humanity is at a historic crossroads, and that Infowars.com, my radio show, our films, the websites, really is at the tip of the spear. I mean, who can you point to who is having a bigger effect in waking people up to the true nature of this global tyranny we're facing? The good news is humanity is really waking up right now. The expansion of understanding is exponential. And so I'm not going to sit here idly by just continue at the same level. I'm going to up our game against the globalist. And I would ask you to join us in that historic mission. And so a special 27-hour live transmission kicking off Thursday, October 14th, and running until 3 p.m. on the following Friday will be taking place. I've never done anything like this, and I hope that you will join us because we're going to be having live interviews, also special behind-the-scenes interviews, excerpts of films we never released, some of the interviews in their entirety that are in some of our upcoming films. This is going to be a really special event, and I hope you'll join us in this because we won't save the world by this money bomb. We won't save the world by this 27-hour broadcast. But it will be a little piece of that overall victory against tyranny. because it is the spirit of liberty, the spirit of 1776, the spirit of resistance that will bring down this corporate tyranny that is setting up world government openly. And I'll close with this. As the French philosopher more than 150 years ago, Victor Hugo, said, no army can stop an idea whose time has come. We've done our best, and we've had incredible success against tyranny. But at the end of the day, in the final equation, it is up to you. Has the idea of a rebirth of liberty and freedom and a renaissance for all to live their lives as they see fit and to be left alone by an all-powerful state, is that an idea whose time has come? As Patrick Henry said, I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. I'll see you live October 14th at 11 a.m. Central for the 27-hour marathon transmission against tyranny.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys? 18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at MyPhoneClip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit MyPhoneClip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
We're almost out of time, and I got a bunch of news I want to hit. I'm waiting for the article to come out today or tomorrow before I really comment on this. But I got called by a chief investigative reporter for Media Matters, Joe Strupp, and he's written for some of the biggest publications in the country. And it was a bizarre hour-long conversation because he was talking about a few months ago, this highway shooter had a shootout with cops. Thank God nobody was killed. This Byron Williams, who the court and the police are allowing to talk to Media Matters, and he was supposedly a Glenn Beck fan and a fan of my show, according to the guy's website. And the guy kept saying, well, how do you respond to Glenn Beck calling for violence against the Tides Foundation if this guy was going to shoot up, he says. And I said, well, give me the quote. He says, it's in the story. So we read the whole story together over the phone. There was no calls to violence, nothing. And he goes, okay, well, that's not in there, but still. And you know, what do you say for yourself? And then he goes, and what about Napolitano being discredited, you know, for believing in 9/11 truth on your show last week? I said, we didn't talk about 9/11 truth. He doesn't get into 9/11 truth. And he said, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. Respond. And then it was weird. I mean, so, and I said, you're trying to drive a wedge. You're going to try to falsely quote me saying he was on my show about 9/11 truth when he was on about taxes and the economy. I mean, really bizarre. And maybe the guy just was out of it or whatever. He had this all happy-go-lucky attitude, but it was a bizarre interview. I'm like, 20 times he had to say, and then he's like, did you record this? Did you record this? I was like, no, I didn't record it. Well, you're not really allowed to, you know. And it was just really strange. So then he was denying George Soros ever funded him through MoveOn.org. It was all right. I spent too much time on that. We'll see what happens in the next few days. I've seen a sickening piece on Fox News. Parents of dying girl 7 taunted by neighbors, and they admit they put up Facebooks with her little face. She's dying of a degenerative brain disease, like so many people are. And they made fun of her, and they've got a coffin out in front of their house and all this. And the government's going to use this to restrict free speech. They're calling it bullying. And you see the media always hyping it. That's how they're going to go after free speech, using case points like people protesting at funerals of dead troops. And who would make fun of a 7-year-old's cupcake dying? I got a 6-year-old daughter. It makes my blood boil, man. But that's the sick culture. And it showed the people at the house that had been taunting her, and they were both wearing, like, death culture outfits, going, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's just, oh, man, this country's so screwed up. School settles laptop spying case to protect taxpayers. This is where they took tens of thousands of images of children disrobing in their homes off the government-issued laptops. How many years ago did I tell you that was going on? Now it's admitted. The government says they're allowed to, but they're still going to settle to protect taxpayers from these evil kids that didn't like Big Brother watching Winston Smith. Here's some more bad news. Christian Science Monitor. Supreme Court declines Bush bumper sticker case where they at town hall meetings, they wouldn't allow people in, even though they were supposedly open, who had any type of anti-Bush sticker or even pro-Democrat stickers in. Supreme Court says that's great in America. Yeah, you're banned from going to public events if you the government feels like it. That's just the way it is. Government prepares to seize private pensions. That's the Google search term today, dealing with the announcements they plan to take over 401ks and tax them. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com, top story, also on Infowars.com. Please search the term, seize private pensions. It should become the number one term the next hour. It usually takes about 3 hours. In fact, search that term. Go to Google Trends the next minute. Let's see if it's already number one, or it should be number one in the next 30 minutes. Keep searching three words, seize private pensions, and we'll get a lot of intel out to people when they look up this particular story. By it being the number one search term, powerful tool in our InfoWar arsenal. Up at GCNLive.com, they've got the Ron Paul speech of the Tea Party uncensored that the neocons censored. Obama has lost almost half of his former supporters. Steve Watson, that's also up at GCNLive.com. Key article, Sarah Palin, the next teleprompter reader in the White House. That's at GCNLive.com. Another big article out of The Age, opium crop grows near troop base. Another article about how the troops are basically protecting the opium fields but whitewashing it. But again, remember that search term. Please put it in Google over and over again. We'll kick their hind ends again. Seize private pensions are the three words to search. Great job, crew. See you back live tomorrow.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.